Alright, Simitav Reish Lamed Tif Alef, Kol Advarim Kshirim Ledefanos. You can make the walls of the sukkah out of anything. Ve'ein Tzarech Lamidam Derech Dilasan, and they don't need to be placed in the way that they grow. Unlike a lulav, which needs to be held the way that it grows, the walls of the sukkah do not need to be placed the way that they grow. Ve'afilu Chamasa Meruvim Mitzilasa Machlas Adefanos Kshira. Even if the walls cause the sunlight to be more than the shade, that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's just about the schach that needs to be tzilsa meruv mechamsa. The walls, it doesn't affect anything. However, the Ramah writes, "Mikol makom lo yasa adafanos midavar sheyirecho ra o davar shemisyabeh kloshiva v'lo yibesher mechitza." You should not make the walls of the sukkah out of something which smells bad or something which will whittle away as the days of sukkahs go on. The Mishnah Berurah says, because we're afraid it's going to cause you to have to leave if it smells bad. B'di'eved, it's fine if you use something which smells bad, as long as it's not something that's really, really bad. If it smells really, really bad, that a person won't be able to sit there at all, then it's pasal minat Torah, because we require teshu kein tadura. Also, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that if you place your sukkah next to a bathroom or a garbage which smells bad, even though you can sit there, minat Torah, you can't bench there, so you're going to have problems in terms of that. If it's something that whittles away, it's going to dry out, so then we view it already in the beginning as though it's already dried out, and therefore you would not be able to use such a material. Vilna Gaon has an interesting opinion, who says that, according to that a Baal Nefesh should be machmir, that for the walls of the sukkah, he should only use something which can be used for schach also. Because we discussed the concept of mamid already, that you can only, you should really, so there is an opinion which says that you should only have the schach on top of something which is ro'i to be used for the schach. So therefore, maybe everything that is part of the sukkah is considered to be mamid the schach, and therefore everything should be something which is kosher the schach, and that's why some people have entirely wooden sukkahs with no nails whatsoever. To be machmir for this, they use wooden nails, okay? To be machmir for this Vilna Gaon, most people aren't machmir like that, I am not. But some who want to be machmir for the Gaon, so they build their own sukkahs out of wood. In truth, it's not only benching, but when it comes to doing mitzvahs in dirty places. So the Baralacha earlier in Tav Kuf Peches already said that you shouldn't do any mitzvahs at all in a place that smells bad. So it's unclear why eating in the sukkah would be different. Siv Beis, Defanos HaSukkah, Im Hayu Shtayim Zoi Tzolzokim In Gam Osa Dofen Sheish Baracha Yoser Al Tefech Mamido V'Pachos Mishol Shal Echamei HaDefanos. So really, the best way to make a sukkah is to have four walls. But we know that B'di'eved, it's okay if you have two walls, and then which are like a dalet shape, and then you take another piece of wood that is a tefach wide, and place it three tzavachim away from the other wall. So now you have lavud, so you have now have a four tefach wall on the other side. And then to connect to that, you just need to place one pole, the yamid kana keneged akosel keneged oso tefach v'yasal atzuras hapesach shiyamid kana alav al tefach. So basically what you do is you have the two walls here, and on this side you move three tefachim away from the wall and put a one tefach thing, and then next to what would be this wall you put a pole parallel, and then you place a beam over the two to create a tzuras hapesach, and now you have your third wall. Why you would go through all that effort in order to make a third wall and not just put up a third wall, I don't know, but lahalacha that works.